couple of years ago, I had the occasion to interview Robert Gordon, author and documentary producer of Respect Yourself, Stax Records and the Soul Explosion. Robert's book and documentary film tell the story of an upstart record label out of Memphis, Tennessee in the early 1960s, but beyond being just another fascinating music history lesson, the Stax story includes some rather unlikely elements of racial harmony during a time when the rest of the nation was mired in the opposite.
6 days of rioting in a Negro section of Los Angeles left behind scenes reminiscent of war-torn cities.
One of the more outstanding groups to come out of Stax Records was Booker T and the MGs. In fact, they were responsible for probably one of the most recognizable riffs in music history. Yeah, that's Green Onions, which went on to become not only a huge hit, but put Stax Records on the map in the early 60s. Of course, Booker T. Jones has been at it ever since, and I recently caught up with the four-time Grammy Award winner on the southern leg of his U.S. tour. I asked him what motivates him to continue to do live concerts after more than 50 years of performing.
Well, people keep coming to the shows. That's one thing. I'm happy about that. I would hate to disappoint them. At this point in my life, it's still something that I get excited about doing. I can't imagine doing anything else when I get up in the morning other than making music. I do something every day, even if it's just practicing my scales when I'm home. On the piano, I do vocal exercises, and I do the same scales that I did when I was a little boy.
Booker T. Jones was basically a star by the age of 16, the improbable story of a young African-American boy from the west side of Memphis living out the American dream through music. But it was his involvement with Jim Stewart and Estelle Axton of Stax Records that really laid the foundation for his success. This is where he found a rather unique oasis from much of the racial discourse that was commonplace in the day, and where he would eventually meet Steve Cropper and form the MGs, a group made up of both black and white musicians during a rather ugly time in our history, when blacks and whites couldn't even enjoy a sandwich together, much less play in a band.
Yeah, it was an unlikely occurrence that in West Memphis, I think there were times when a few white musicians were sneaking in to listening to black musicians. So it was there were groups that knew each other, but they didn't play together in public. So there was a group of white kids our age that were listening to the same music that we did in Memphis. And we just happened to be converged in a neighborhood that was changing over from white to black in South Memphis at a theater that was rented by a guy that was trying to get into record blues music, Jim Stewart. And the people that were close around were black musicians. So we just kind of happened to converge there at that one spot.
Along the way, Booker T was witness to the rise of so many talented performers associated with Stax, including Rufus and Carla Thomas, Isaac Hayes, and of course the great Otis Redding. Sitting in the morning
sun, I'll be sitting. Otis Redding came from Macon, Georgia, and he got to Memphis being a driver for a band. He was a gopher for a band. He was carrying the instruments, carrying the luggage, and he arrived at 926 Macklemore as someone to go get the coffee and buy the sandwiches. And that's how I met him, loading out suitcases out of the trunk of a station wagon. That's the first time I saw him. But by the time he drove home, he was still the driver, but the guy was the lowest position driving up to Memphis, the left in the highest position.
Booker T's well familiar with Athens. In fact, he recorded an album with Patterson Hood and the Drive-By Truckers back in 2009 and still had fond memories about that experience.
I'm familiar with Athens because it was the home of the Drive-By Truckers. And I was there. They made me feel at home there for 2 weeks when I was recording my comeback album, Potato Hole. And all their families came by, and so I feel very comfortable there.
A member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and still doing what he loves to do at age 71, Booker T. Jones. Booker T. will actually be in town tonight to perform at the Foundry here in Athens. For more information, foundryathens.com or 706-389-5549. For WUGA, I'm Chris Shoup.